the evil that I am most susceptible to is the temptation to believe that I am alone, that it's all up to me, that nobody cares, that God is distant from me. But everything in our faith teaches the exact opposite. Christmas is a celebration that Jesus comes to be with us. And in our readings these last few weeks, we've heard over and over again Jesus saying, I am in you, and you are in me, and God is in us. We are all one. Today we hear him say, he will send an advocate to be with us. I will not leave you orphans, we are told. So I need to resist that temptation to believe I'm all alone. But there is a step that comes before that. And it's the step that we saw Jesus make, and we are asked to make as well. Jesus, when asked what he is about, says, I do the will of the Father. That's all my life is about. Everything I do God's will. We hear those words in the scripture, whatever you ask in my name, you will be given, and we get excited, almost giddy about, wow, I can ask for anything. But the assumption is we will ask for what matters, for what counts. We will ask to be able to do the will of the Father. And whenever we do that, we will be given all we need to accomplish what the Father would accomplish. But when we accept that temptation and believe we're in it alone, because we prayed to God and we asked God to cure someone we love who's dying and he doesn't do it, we say, why wouldn't God want to do that? But you see, we have to remember, God lets us have the world we want to create. So human beings collectively have created a world in which there's a tremendous amount of good that happens. Kindnesses that are shown, generosity that's expressed, help that's given to those in need. But alongside of that, mostly out of fear, there are those who've created an additional part of that world that's filled with violence, where countries have war with one another, where innocent victims are destroyed, where people are taken advantage of, where the poor are marginalized. And we say, God, take care of that. And then it doesn't happen. Because God says, I give you free will. If you want to take advantage of one another, if you want to insult each other, if you want to be critical and angry and unkind, I'm not stopping you. But then don't say I created that. I often say, I think God sits in heaven and says, I can't believe what they're blaming me for today, that I had nothing to do with. They created it. They set it up. But now they want me to solve it, to change it, to cure it. Instead, we're given the words in our gospel today that say, I will be with you always. I will be with you as you go through difficult times that are created by other human beings. I will be with you as you suffer, as you saw my son suffer. I don't leave you alone. You and I are asked to understand that as we journey in our lives, there will be things that happen to us that are phenomenally joyful and hopeful. And there will be moments that are disappointing. God is with us both times. He isn't a slave. He isn't somebody who has said, I'll give you whatever you ask. because that's not realistic. People have contradictory motives and desires. One person wants it to rain, the next one doesn't. How do you satisfy human beings and all the different varieties of things that go on? No, God promises us that He will walk with us and He will love us and He will be in us. I will be in you and you will be in me. But you have to learn to listen to His voice. That voice that says to us, I love you. I care about you. You are my beloved. Especially when the voices are so loud that offer us the temptation to think we're alone, that we need to feel desperate and isolated. We're not, my brothers and sisters, and we come here together to celebrate the great truth that's given to us in the gospel and to celebrate our communion with God when we receive Him into ourselves and we carry Him with us every day of this week. And when that temptation comes to believe that somehow we are all alone, that we resist that temptation by reminding ourselves that just like Christ, we are here to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father is to be forgiving, to be loving, to be kind, not to be demanding, not to come up with a wish list. When did Jesus ever do that? Even when good friends are dying and people say, you can stop that, Jesus, He doesn't do it. Because physical death was not the enemy. Moral death, where we separate ourselves from God, from God's love, where we stop believing in God's love, trusting in God's love, where we think we're alone, that's real death, because it separates us from God. So as we celebrate today in song and in prayer and in communion, let us remind ourselves constantly that God is in us and with us and for us. And we pray through Him and with Him, we pray to Him that we will always know of His love for us. That's the great gift that He has to offer to us. May we celebrate this relationship, this union, this oneness in the way we live our lives and the way we carry out the will of God by our kindness and love for one another.